This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We talked to Jeff Capel, Pitt basketball coach, right here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're well, thank
you. We are great. Happy New Year to you. Happy holidays. And that's something where I want to bounce the first question off of. Just looking at your schedule, by my estimation, you guys have not, and by everyone's estimation, I guess, not been on an airplane probably since you came home from Iowa, which would have been the 27th of November. You got to keep account of all your kids. That's one thing. That's probably the negative. Don't get in trouble. But is the positive been you know where they all are and you've had good practices and you, there's accountability right there in Oakland with them?
Yeah, you know, I've always felt that this time is great for growth, for your team. I felt that way as a player. I loved it. Felt like a pro to a certain extent. There's no school. There's nothing else. You just practice, and then you have the rest of your day. And as a coach, you feel the same way. You can get multiple practices in. You can get guys in for individual work. You know, you can meet with them, doing different things. And so it's been really good for us. I think we've gotten better. Since the break, since we've had more time where we can devote strictly to basketball, for a coach now, it's a period where it allows me and allows us as a coaching staff time to get out and recruit because you can practice in the morning and, you can get out in the afternoon and get out and recruit and go different places, multiple places. So it's been good for us.
What's your sense of your team's readiness, Jeff, for stepping from – really, another part of those holiday games is you got maybe half-empty arenas. You're playing non-conference games, and now you step into your home sold-out building. All the students are back on campus, and UNC is in town. What's your sense of their readiness for stepping into conference play?
Well, I certainly know how excited we are to start conference play and to play North Carolina at home. Obviously, the anticipation of how the crowd is going to be and how the people will be is exciting. I thought we had a great crowd for Colgate. I thought it was actually maybe the best crowd we've had all year. And so that was exciting. And how we played, in particular in the first half, was really exciting, as well. So obviously we know the task at hand is very challenging, as all of them will be in this league. But, we have a confident group, and we're ready to get going.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Jeff Capel joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Has there been a rededication to shoot free throws better with this program? I know you can't speak to last year, but it feels like there's an emphasis on it.
Well, we work on it in different ways. It's part of practice each day, but it's different ways that you do it. In practice, after practice, getting guys in on their own. Some of it could be just, getting better shooters and making sure your better shooters get to the foul line, but certainly that's a big part of the game. I look at those things, free throws, how many times you get to the line, being able to convert free throws, under, side, out of bounds, all those things. I look at those things a little bit like special teams. We try to be very successful with that. We're very alert for those things, and those are things we try to work on to take advantage and to get as many opportunities there as we can.
As you run up against teams with more size, Jeff, in the ACC, how do you balance? I mean, you want your guys to dribble and drive from the outside and take it to the hoop, but when they see perhaps a forest of trees standing in the front court there, maybe they're more apt to look to dish or to shoot themselves from the outside, knowing that the philosophy for this team has to be to get to the hoop and, as you just said, draw fouls, get to the line, make buckets inside. How do you get your guards to adjust to now looking at a different set of bodies defending the goal?
Yeah, you know, it's all scouting, I think, as you get here and understanding your opponent and understanding what they do best. I mean, it could be teams that have size, but maybe they're not shot blockers. You know, with us, you know, we're normally going to have four guys on the perimeter. So if it's size, maybe you can pull one of those guys out. And, you know, we do a lot of things with ball screens. And so maybe the five is out. So maybe all five guys are out. You know, you're doing things that way. You know, Colgate was bigger than us. I mean, they were 6'8", 6'9", and 6'10", in their front court, but they didn't have shot blocking. And so it just depends on who you're playing and what their strengths are and what they try to do. And, you know, you adjust from there. We want to penetrate. We want to kick. We want our guys ready to shoot. That's something we've tried to work on a lot here recently is shooting the basketball. You know, I've said from the beginning, we are a streaky shooting team. At times we've been where we've made, you know, multiple threes, you know, double-digit threes in a game. But there are times when we can't throw it in the ocean. And so we have to make sure we're ready, shot ready, feet ready, get into our spots, and taking advantage of those. Just kind of reading the defense, reading what the defense does, and adjusting from there.
Saturday at the Pete, you play UNC. Tell me about Luke May, because as much as you try to deny him the basketball, it feels as if, and just watching him play a couple times this year, he finds a way to get the ball in his hands. Whether he picks up a loose ball, whether he grabs a rebound, it seems to magnetically find him, Coach.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the – I think it's it. I think Luke May is one of the best stories in college basketball in a long time. You know, a kid that came to North Carolina as a walk-on. You know, he wasn't highly touted as a basketball player. And, you know, listening to Coach Williams' comments over the kid's career, you know, he's been as hard a worker as anyone. He's in constant motion. He's always moving. And I think that's such an underrated, especially on the college level. The pro level is different. It's a completely different game. But on the college level, when you have a guy that understands how to score without the ball, and what I mean by that, he scores before he gets it. Luke is in constant movement. You know, it helps that he can shoot. He's worked on his game, so he's become more ball friendly. You know, he can get a defensive rebound and push it. That's something that's a little bit uncommon for North Carolina with their post guys. And I think the main thing is that he's gone from a post guy to a basketball player. And it's a testament to him and how hard he works. I mean, he's a guy that's had 30-plus, that's had 40 in a college game, that's had 20 rebounds in a game. And so he's been a really, really good player, you know, in college basketball for the last 2 years, and certainly is really good right now.
Pitt head coach Jeff Capel with us here on the Fan Morning Show. You mentioned the Colgate game a couple of times, Jeff. What did you see from Terrell Brown in particular in that game that gives you some hope for some front court depth, again, as you go into conference play?
Yeah, you know, in the first half in particular, you know, just his energy. He played with a high motor. I mean, the minutes that he played in the first half, we were very different. His ball screen defense, obviously his rim protection. But I thought he after his first initial post, I thought he was a little bit too far off the block. But the rest of them, I thought he did a good job of trying to get a piece of the paint. He was decisive and quick with his moves. He finished. I thought in the first half, it's as well as he's played since I've been here, certainly. And it gives us hope going forward, and it's something to build off of with him. He's had really good moments this year, but. That, I think he played 11 minutes in the first half. That 11 minutes was the best he's played all year.
Going into the Carolina game, because the Pitt program, has been turned over since, is Cam Johnson just a guy who plays for Carolina, or is it brought up that he played here?
I certainly haven't brought it up. I don't know. I mean, none of the guys here have played, you know, ever played with him. He was gone before then, and so, you know, from my eyes, he's a North Carolina player, and he's a really good player. You know, he's worked. I know he had some surgery on his hips after the season, and seems like he's moving better. Obviously, he has great size. He's learned how to really move without the ball as well, and he can really, really shoot it. And so, you know, he's a North Carolina player, but he's a really, really good college basketball player.
obviously, it's the home opener for conference play. We talked about what the atmosphere is going to be like. We know what it's like to host one of those ACC Blue Bloods in your own barn, but it, being a Duke guy, is there a little extra juice for you going anytime you see Carolina Blue across from you?
Not really. You know, it certainly, you know, when I played at Duke and I coached there, it was a little bit extra. You know, you're not going to lie about that, but you know, I feel like I'm a Pitt guy now, and I'm excited to play all of these conference games, and we're going to take them one by one. Certainly, when you have a, you know, you have an opportunity to play against a program like the University of North Carolina men's basketball program that's been one of the best programs in the history of our game, you get excited about that, just like you would when you play against a Duke or Louisville or Syracuse. You know, these programs that have won national championships, that have been to multiple Final Fours, and have been some of the best programs in the history of our game, you do get a little bit of juice, you know, with that.
Is part of what they're doing right now at North Carolina, dependent on what guys 6 and 7 and even 8 do for them, and that's the kind of the barometer of a real program, a true program, a really good one, what 6, 7, and 8 can do for you off the bench?
Yeah, you know, I think for them, I mean, you know, Coach Williams has always played a lot of guys. You go back to his Kansas days. And so I don't think it's just them. I think it's, you know, they're relying on some younger guys. They're a little bit different this year. In the past 2-3 years, they've really relied on older players. And now, you know, they have two freshmen that are very important for them in Kobe White and Nasir Little. And, you know, Kobe starts at the point, and then Nasir Little comes off the bench. So I just think for them, I mean, one of the big things with them is that they play very, very fast, the fastest pace of anyone in the country. I think they're still leading the country in scoring, and they're always consistently one of the best rebounding teams, specifically offensive rebounding teams. And what they try to do is that they try to wear you down with their depth over time. And so I don't think it's just 6, 7, 8. It's 9, 10, sometimes 11. And they can continue to come at you in waves and to continue that pace at a very high level because they have so much depth, quality depth as well.
Jeff Capel, it gets real Saturday at noon at the Pete. Coach, we thank you as always. Good luck Saturday against Carolina. Again, noon tip-off down there at the Pete. Thanks again, Jeff. We'll chat soon.
All right, guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
right,
Jeff. You
great,
too.
Great stuff. I'm so excited for Pitt Hoops. I really am.
It's such a different atmosphere. I mean, they haven't played a conference game, but it's already such a different atmosphere just in the building for those non-conference games than it was the last few years.
A sellout. I mean, you could have put the fans together last year, and they wouldn't have accumulated a sellout if you took the last
four
five
games,
crowds.
Yeah.
I'm excited. North Carolina comes in. There's something special about seeing that.
You want to see where you stand?
Carolina blue on a jersey and having them come in here.
Yeah.
And right off the jump, too.
Yep.
To get, like you said, just get Carolina. So. Noon at the Pete. Be sure to get down if you have an opportunity. It's apparently a sellout. And if you can't get in the building, listen right here. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.